Saturday, February 22nd. OMG! Today's the big day. Brandon and I have a date at Crazy Burger in just a few hours. Squee! By the time I showered, did my hair, and got dressed, it was 6:15 p.m. and time for my mom to drive me to the restaurant. I was a nervous wreck. I had sat next to Brandon in bio, like, forever. But the thought of sitting next to him at Crazy Burger was more scary than those Friday the 13th movies that my parents refused to let me watch. "Hi, Nikki," he said, smiling. "It's cool that we're finally getting to hang out here." I quickly checked behind me just to make sure he wasn't talking to someone else named Nikki. "Hi, Brandon," I said, blushing profusely. For the next 5 minutes, we just sat there nervously sipping our sodas and staring at each other with these big dorky grins plastered across our faces. It was so romantic. Well, kind of. It felt like the butterflies in my stomach were having a big party. And some of them must have flown up to my brain because I could barely think straight. Brandon seemed more quiet than usual, too. Then I picked up the paper thingy from my straw and started wrapping it around and around my finger while I tried to think of something funny, witty, or interesting to say. I came up with, I wonder what stuff is in that ketchup. That's when Brandon picked up the ketchup bottle and started reading off all of the ingredients. "Well, it says tomato concentrate, distilled vinegar, corn syrup, salt, spice, onion powder, and other ingredients." I grabbed a piece of the straw paper thingy and made a giant spit wad and shot it right out of my straw, and it landed on the table in front of Brandon's glass. Smack! Brandon was surprised that I knew how to make spit wads. Then he took a few sips of his soda. But when his straw made those loud slurpy noises, like skrrk, skrrk, he coughed nervously and almost knocked over his glass. Then we stared at each other some more. Next, I took the salt shaker and poured salt into my hand and made these little miniature mountains while Brandon watched. Suddenly, his stomach started making these loud grumbling sounds, probably because he was hungry or something. "OMG, Brandon, your stomach sounds just like a jet engine," I teased. You should have seen the look on his face. I thought he was going to die of embarrassment. Then finally, our burgers came. OMG, they were crazy delicious. Soon, our nervous jitters went away and we actually had an intelligent conversation. He gave me an update on Fuzzy Friends, his work for the school newspaper, and his photography projects. I told him about losing a hair chunk at Salon Brianna, Mrs. Wallabanger's grandson, and the horrors of swim class. We both laughed until our sides hurt. It was amazing how Brandon was just so funny and nice. Then things got super serious. He said he felt awful when he heard that someone had plastered those crazy posters of me around the school. He said he's allergic to mean people. We both agreed that Mackenzie was probably behind it. I really wanted to ask him if he had any idea how she'd gotten her hands on that photo, since Brianna had only emailed it to Chloe, Zoe, and him. But I was sure he would have been highly insulted and disappointed that I'd accuse him of helping Mackenzie pull a nasty prank like that. So I decided not to mention it right then. Somehow, we ended up talking about the sweetheart dance. "So, are you going?" I asked. "No, but I would if the right person asked me."
"Does that mean the wrong person asked you?"
"Yeah, Mackenzie actually came to my birthday party and asked me. But I told her no. Since then, she's been hanging around, trying to get me to change my mind.
She even offered to have her dad make a sizable donation to Fuzzy Friends if I'd go with her. Hey, we need the money badly, but... His voice trailed off. I started playing with the straw paper thingy again as my mind raced. So Mackenzie had asked Brandon to the dance? And he turned her down? I was super happy and relieved to hear that news. Now I could ask him to the dance. If I could just muster up the courage. Well, maybe someone else wants to ask you, but she's afraid you might say no, I said, blushing. Really? Brandon blinked in surprise. Actually, I'd probably... No, definitely say yes. Like, if she actually asked, he said, staring at me. That was my cue. Brandon was basically asking me to ask him to the dance. Well, about the dance, I wanted to ask you if you, think, we will have another blizzard? We got a whopping 9 inches of snow last time. I babbled like an idiot. Strike one. Brandon continued to stare at me. Nope. Do you want to ask me anything else? Actually, there is something I'd like to ask. Okay. So, would you like to, have dessert? I hear the red velvet chocolate cake at this place is to die for. Brandon smiled and nodded his head. Sure, Nikki. That sounds great. I wanted to kick myself. Strike two. Brandon, there's just one last thing I want to ask you, I stammered nervously. Wait, let me guess, Brandon teased. You want to know if I want ice cream? No, not that, I replied. Hot fudge in the side with whipped cream. No, I giggled. I know those little sprinkle thingies. No, I shouted. Then what? Brandon asked in mock frustration. I want to know if you'd, you know, go to the sweetheart dance with me, I blurted out, blushing profusely. Suddenly, Brandon got this super serious look on his face and started fidgeting with his straw. Okay, now I was really nervous. Maybe asking him was a big mistake. Actually, Nikki, there's just no way I could. That's fine, really, I interrupted. I totally understand. I asked you at the last minute and everything. I gave him a weak smile, but deep down inside, I felt so hurt I wanted to burst into tears. Actually, Nikki, there's just no way I could say no to you, Brandon said as he brushed his bangs out of his eyes and gave me that crooked smile. That's when I blushed again and smiled at him. And then he blushed and smiled at me. All of this blushing and smiling went on, like, forever. So not only did I have a really great time at Crazy Burger, but now I'm going to the sweetheart dance with Brandon! Squee! I am so excited! I can't wait to call Chloe and Zoe and tell them the fantastic news. Although there's a slight chance my BFFs already know if they were at Crazy Burger hiding under our table spying on us. Again. I guess we'll be able to go on a triple date together after all, just like we planned. Scree! OMG, this is going to be so romantic.